This is KUT. 50 years ago this month, a small group of farm workers and their supporters arrived in Austin after marching nearly 500 miles from the Rio Grande Valley. An event celebrating the march was held Sunday in Austin. KUT's Maggie Rivas-Rodriguez reports the March of 1966 has come to mean different things to different people.
Daria Vera was one of the original marchers from the Rio Grande Valley. On the Capitol grounds Sunday, she said the reason for the march was simple.
What we wanted, she said, was
better pay because they paid us 40 cents an hour. The workers wanted then-Governor John Connally to call a special legislative session to make lawmakers pass a minimum wage law giving farm workers $1.25 an hour, three times what Daria Vera was earning. Rebecca Flores was 23 years old at the time. She watched coverage of the march in the news. Her parents had been farm workers.
The feet of these farm workers who walked 490 miles in the hot summer months of South Texas, what they did with that, with their bodies, it showed the rest of us that we could do something. And in fact, a lot of people started doing something.
Flores eventually quit her job, went back to college, and became a farm worker organizer. Margaret Gomez also watched the 66 march from the sidelines. Gomez is now a Travis County commissioner. She says she drew inspiration from the marchers.
This march, or this standing up by the farm workers, you know, really signified to me, okay, we're getting there. You know, instead of just all of it just being talk, you know, some people were actually brave enough to take a stand and say, ya basta.
The march has been called the Rosa Parks moment for Mexican-American civil rights. But that has more to do with what happened in New Braunfels. Efrain Carrera was also one of the original marchers.
On the way to Austin, Texas, they were met by then-Governor John Connally. The marchers were told by Governor John Connally that he would not meet with the marchers, that he would not accept them at the state capitol.
Back in 66, State District Judge Bob Perkins was an incoming freshman at UT Austin. He was appalled by Connally's actions. Perkins says that was the beginning of a political awakening for Mexican Americans.
This really showed Mexicanos that they could not trust the conservatives within the Democratic Party.
Farm workers will continue to lobby the legislature this January. Their concerns now, migrant housing and sanitation facilities in the fields. Maggie Rivas Rodriguez, KUT News.
Viva César Chávez y el movimiento campesino. Viva.